Heading, The Stranger in Our Midst. Subheading, Reaching All Nationalities, Ranks, and Creeds. Christ recognized no distinction of nationality or rank or creed. The scribes and Pharisees desired to make a local and national benefit of the gifts of heaven and to exclude the rest of God's family in the world. But Christ came to break down every wall of partition. He came to show that his gift of mercy and love is as unconfined as the air, the light, or the showers of the rain that refresh the earth. Ministry of Healing, page 25, 1905. Subheading, Strangers in a Strange Land. In the courts and lanes of the great cities, in the lonely byways of the country, are families and individuals, perhaps strangers in a strange land, who are without church relations and who, in their loneliness, come to feel that God has forgotten them. They do not understand what they must do to be saved. Many are sunken in sin. Many are in distress. They are oppressed with suffering, want, unbelief, despondency. Disease of every type afflicts them both in body and in soul. They long to find a solace for their troubles, and Satan tempts them to seek it in lusts and pleasures that lead to ruin and death. He is offering them the apples of Sodom that will turn to ashes upon their lips. They are spending their money for that which is not bread, and their labor for that which satisfieth not. Christ's Object Lessons, pages 232, 233, 1900. Subheading, God's Purpose for the Strangers in Our Land. While plans are being carried out to warn the inhabitants of various nations and distant lands, much must be done in behalf of the foreigners who have come to the shores of our own land. The souls in China are no more precious than the souls within the shadow of our doors. God's people are to labor faithfully in distant lands, as His providence may open the way. And they are also to fulfill their duty toward the foreigners of various nationalities in the cities and villages and country districts close by. It is well that those in responsibility are now planning wisely to proclaim the third angel's message to the hundreds of thousands of foreigners in America. God desires His servants to do their full duty toward the unwarned millions of the cities, and especially toward those who have come to the cities in our land from the nations of earth. Many of these foreigners are here in the providence of God, that they may have opportunity to hear the truth for this time. Great benefits would come to the cause of God in the regions beyond if faithful effort were put forth in behalf of the foreigners in the cities of our homeland. Among these men and women are some who, upon accepting the truth, could soon be fitted to labor for their own people in this country and in other countries. Many might return to the place from which they came in the hope of winning their friends to the truth. They could search out their kinsfolk and neighbors and communicate to them a knowledge of the third angel's message. Review and Herald, October 29, 1914. Subheading, A Means of Extending the Work to All Nations. God would be pleased to see far more accomplished by His people in the presentation of the truth for this time to the foreigners in America than has been done in the past. As I have testified for years, if we were quick in discerning the opening providences of God, we should be able to see in the multiplying opportunities to reach many foreigners in America a divinely appointed means of rapidly extending the third angel's message into all the nations of earth. God in His providence has brought men to our very doors and thrust them, as it were, into our arms, that they might learn the truth and be qualified to do a work we could not do in getting the light before men of other tongues. There is a great work before us. The world is to be warned. The truth is to be translated into many languages, that all nations may enjoy its pure, life-giving influence. This work calls for the exercise of all the talents that God has entrusted to our keeping, the pen, the press, the voice, the purse, and the sanctified affections of the soul. Christ has made us ambassadors to make known His salvation to the children of men. And if we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ and are filled with the joy of His indwelling Spirit, we shall not be able to hold our peace. Review and Herald, October 29, 1914. Subheading, Within the Shadow of Our Doors. The message must be given to the thousands of foreigners living in these cities in the home field. Who feels heavenly burdened to see the message proclaimed in Greater New York and in the many other cities as yet unworked. Not all the means that can be gathered up is to be sent from America to distant lands, while in the home fields there exist such providential opportunities to present the truth to millions who have not heard it. Among these millions are the representatives of many nations, many of whom are prepared to receive the message. Much remains to be done within the shadow of our doors in the cities of California, New York, and many other states. Wake up. Wake up, my brethren and sisters, and enter the fields in America that have never been worked. After you've given something for foreign fields, do not think your duty is done. There is a work to be done in the foreign fields, but there is work to be done in America that is just as important. In the cities of America, there are people of almost every language. These need the light that God has given to His church. Testimonies, Volume 8, pages 34 to 36, 1904. We rejoice that the efforts put forth by the pioneer workers among foreign nationalities in the United States and Canada have borne a rich harvest of souls. Review and Herald, October 29, 1914. Subheading, City Bases for Foreign Work. We drove out to see the newly established Swedish mission on Oak Street in Chicago. There we were shown a building in which our Swedish brethren, under the leadership of Elder Blank, have recently purchased for the headquarters of their work in Chicago. The building presents a good appearance. In the basement, they have a well-equipped vegetarian restaurant. On the first floor, there is a pleasant, commodious hall for meetings, comfortably seated for a congregation of about 150, and the two upper stories are rented to lodgers. I was indeed glad to see this evidence of progress in the Swedish work in Chicago. There's a great work to be done for the people of all nations in the large cities in America, and such rallying points as this may be a great help in the matter of gaining the attention of the people and in the training of workers. In every large city of America, there are people of different nationalities who must hear the message for this time. I long to see evidence that the lines of work which the Lord has marked are out of being disinterestedly taken up. A work similar to that which is being done in Chicago for the Swedish people should be done in many places. Review and Herald, February 9, 1905. Subheading, Careful Methods to be Employed. There was one man who has been laboring in blank, and we labored with him and sought most earnestly to help him to take hold of the work, not as a fighter, contending and debating, as was his habit, driving people away from the truth rather than into it. He saw we talked the truth, not with storm, not pelting the people with denunciations like hailstones. This brother said he had received much light and would labor in altogether a different manner than he had done. The blank are an excitable people. They will bring every power to bear suddenly and under great excitement will exclaim, "Is this so? What will you do? Will you keep the Sabbath? Say yes or no." They are as sharp as a razor and cut off the ears of the people, and that is the end of the business so far as converting them to the truth is concerned. Now we have to work with these men who are really intelligent, just as we work with them one by one in the infancy of the Seventh-day Adventist work. Separating from these precious souls their unsanctified ways and manners, talking to them about Jesus, His great love, His meekness, His lowliness, His self-denial. These rough stones we bring, if possible, into the workshop of God, where they will be hewed and squared and all the rough edges removed, and they shall be polished under the divine hand until they will make precious stones in the temple of God and shall be living stones emitting light. Thus we may grow up into a holy temple for God. Letter 44, 1886. Subheading, Publications in Every Language. To give all nations the message of warning, this is to be the object of our efforts. From city to city and from country to country, they are to carry the publications containing the promise of the Savior's soon coming. These publications are to be translated into every language. For all the world, the gospel is to be preached. Review and Herald, February 9, 1905.